Joel Tauber is an assistant professor of art at Wake Forest University. His work has been shown in solo art exhibitions in the U.S. and abroad, and his films have screened at many major festivals. Joel believes that art can truly change the world. His new work explores the seemingly simple and yet sometimes thorny notion of sharing. He hopes to raise awareness and spark conversations about its value and meaning in our capitalist society. The Sharing Project begins with Joel teaching his son Zeke to share. He films Zeke at daycare, learning with his classmates to share communal toys. But the more Joel observes and investigates sharing, even with the help of experts from every applicable field imaginable, the more questions he has. In the process, the Sharing Project forces each of us to rethink our own preconceptions about sharing. Eventually, Joel and his son Zeke share an adventure to search out answers in Happyville, a forgotten early 20th century socialist Jewish commune in South Carolina.
We're in a culture that seems to applaud selfishness and even greed in all these different ways. I mean, so why are we teaching our kids to share or to not take the extra ball when we applaud accumulation in all these ways? So are we being consistent? And that became a really fundamental question for me in this project that I wanted to try to explore. Are we being consistent, and why are we teaching sharing?
Happyville was founded by a group of 50 Russian Jews from New York in 1905, but was abandoned just 3 years later.
It was completely off the map. It had disappeared. This utopian past was gone. And like there was barely any traces of it. And that fascinated me on a poetic level because it just struck me that we're so distant now from these ideals of this pure kind of sharing in our culture that the closest thing to me of where it happened from where I'm living now is almost entirely gone and no one knew where it was. So going back there felt like this huge opportunity to try to recapture that in myself and to look for traces of this utopian past, to try to learn from these guys who I'm sure could have taught me a lot. So I went there with my camera and I was just filming this huge, huge space. And it was wild. I mean, there was wild hogs, there's rattlesnakes, there's all this stuff, but it's beautiful. I was standing on the dam that these guys built. There was an ancient tractor that was totally falling apart, trees falling on it. This giant building that there's a very good chance that actually was used in Happyville that was completely decaying. So I'm filming the ground, these buildings, the trees, and trying to imagine and look for, in some kind of poetic way, what was there before. Then after filming there for quite a while, like a whole number of, a bunch of days, I came back with Zeke. And Zeke has, he doesn't really play. He plays, but he likes building. He likes fixing things. He likes working with tools. He calls himself a worker man. So I thought that maybe if we went there with his tools, that maybe we can learn something about sharing and to try to fix this place. So we're working on the tractor. We're working on this old decaying home. And we're bringing his shovel and we're trying to dig and look and search in the land. And it was this beautiful day with Zeke that felt a lot of kinship both with him as well as these guys who were there 100 years ago.
I think they used this in Happyville, Zeke.
Oh.
Yeah, so we need to fix it.
Artist, filmmaker, and Wake Forest University assistant professor of art, Joel Tauber. This weekend is the official launch of his new work, The Sharing Project. The Sharing Project will eventually become a multi-channel sculptural video installation, as well as a feature film that'll premiere soon afterwards. In the meantime, you'll find links to the newly launched Sharing Project website with a neat 6-minute video preview, a Facebook page, and more at WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.